Here it comes, the latest people, trends, and news on sustainable living in and around our corner of the country. Down to Earth with Mrs. Green, Spotlight on the Southwest. And now, Mrs. Green.
Welcome, everybody. You are listening to Down to Earth with Mrs. Green, and we're going to put a very different spotlight on the Southwest tonight. We're talking to a person that works for Infusionsoft. Her name is Laura Collins, and she is the Senior PR and Analyst Relations Manager at Infusionsoft. Sorry, that's a mouthful, Laura. And it's really awesome because I admit that until I was at a local first meeting several months ago, I did not know what Infusionsoft was. And then I got the announcement, it was probably 3 or 4 months ago, about the Icon 14. So then I got very interested in what is Infusionsoft. So welcome to our show, and thanks for doing what you do. And I'm going to ask you quite a few questions so that our guests can get informed.
Well, thank you. I'm really excited to be here and share the Infusionsoft story and talk about all the great work we're doing to help small businesses be successful.
And that is exactly what Kimber Lanning said. I always like to give a high five to Kimber because she carries the card. I mean, she really does. She is a locavore. She was showing me on her phone and her iPad what technology was available because of Infusionsoft, which is a perfect segue. Why don't you share with our listeners what is Infusionsoft if they don't know what it is?
Yes, of course. So Infusionsoft provides a sales and marketing software for small businesses that helps them get organized, grow sales, and save time. We know that as a small business owner, you're passionate about your craft, and you're not always a sales and marketing expert. And so it's easy for the small business owner to feel overwhelmed by just the flood of sales and marketing strategies and tools and tactics out there, and it's hard for them to keep up. And so Infusionsoft is really focused on simplifying sales and marketing for small businesses so that they can spend more time doing what they love. And when we say small businesses, we mean small businesses. We're focused on serving companies with 25 employees or less. So we're really about local service providers, your accountants, your pool cleaners, your bug guy, the person who whitens your teeth, your favorite small shop online. So we're really focused on small businesses, and we just love how they're problem solvers and innovators, and they're really just the backbone of the economy, and they're what make our communities that we all live in just so special and so unique.
You know, they really, really do. I mean, when you say that, I can tell that you mean it. It's not the company line. And a lot of small companies, it's daunting to try and find the kind of infrastructure and service that you do when we're the little guys. And that's what I love about. I talked to one of your representatives, and I think Mrs. Green's world is going to be moving forward because I said, well, we're really a small company. And she lit up. It's like, that's what we're all about. Let's talk about. One of the things that struck me in doing my research is culture is really, it seems to me, at the heart of everything you do. How you live, how you work, how you serve the small business community. How did that happen? Is that an intentional by the founders? I'm not joking when I say I've spoken with several people, and you can feel it. There's an energy, a connection, an enthusiasm. So who gets the credit for that?
It was definitely intentional. I think a lot of people get culture mixed up with perks. So they come to our office, and they see the cool football field. They see the cereal bar. They see the dreaming room, and they think that makes a cool culture. And that's actually not the case at all. Infusionsoft's very intentional. about hiring, training, and even firing employees to our vision. And at Infusionsoft, our vision is our purpose to help small businesses succeed, our mission to create and dominate the market of sales and marketing software for small businesses, and our core values. And we have 9 core values, and we hire and fire to those. And I think what makes Infusionsoft such a special place to be, and why our customers feel how much we love them, and why people leave their corporate jobs to join our partner program so that they can serve small businesses, is that we're all really united in our purpose to help small businesses succeed. And in fact, we really pride ourselves on trying to go out and hire entrepreneurs. 65% of our workforce at Infusionsoft has owned or operated a small business at some point in their lives. And Infusionsoft didn't start as a venture-backed software company like you hear about all the time. We actually started as a small business. Our founders, Cleet Mass, Scott, and Eric Martineau, started a custom software shop more than 10 years ago, and that custom software shop was building solutions for small businesses. And what they realized in doing this and working with small businesses was that sales and marketing is really hard for small businesses, and they're using a ton of different disparate tools to try and run everything. And they don't have access to the types of resources that a large company would have, like a full-time IT department that stitch together different systems. And so they said, wow, there's a real need for small businesses to have one company, one solution that they can go to for their sales and marketing needs. And so that's kind of how Infusionsoft was born. And when I started at Infusionsoft just 4 years ago, there were about 130 employees, and now we're at 550. Oh. And in the next few years, we expect to be at 1,000 employees. And so it's really exciting that, we are serving more than 20,000 customers all over the world. And our company is growing, and the reason we're successful is because our small business customers are successful. So that's really a testament to how hard working the entrepreneurs are and how committed small businesses are to their own success.
And how successful it is. I mean, those are big numbers in a time when there are lots of companies still struggling. Now, your title, I'd like to ask about that, is Analyst Relations Manager. What do you do in that title? Because that's not typical. Do you look at all these relationships and make sure they're working, or what does Laura Collins do at Infusionsoft?
Well, I'm really responsible for building brand awareness, building brand credibility, building trust, loyalty, and love for Infusionsoft. And we really want to be the brand that's synonymous with small business success. So we do a ton of things in PR. We support big events like our Icon 14 event that you mentioned that's happening April 23rd, 24th, and 25th at the Phoenix Convention Center. We do a lot of thought leadership. So we put out research or how-to articles or articles that speak to kind of the pains that entrepreneurs face. And when it comes to analyst relations, there are a lot of software companies in the sales and marketing space, and there's a lot of analysts that cover CRM, customer relationship management. There's analysts focused on covering marketing automation, and there's analysts focused on covering e-commerce. And Infusionsoft offers CRM, marketing automation, and e-commerce. And so it's important for us to build relationships with analysts that are covering other companies in our space. And so analyst relations is really keeping those analysts informed on what's happening in the small business market. It's about building relationships with them, and we often partner with them to create educational pieces that are great for marketing and sales enablement, and they also help to advise us on our messaging, on our product vision, on our corporate strategy. So they're really a great partner and advisor to us on what Infusionsoft's up to and what's happening in the larger sales and marketing space.
Yeah, and that's a lot. I mean, that's really a lot. And when you do things like sharing articles, I mean, those are, to me, added value to small businesses also. When you know what other companies are struggling with or what their challenges are and some possible solutions, that's another thing that I think is of added value. And before we go on to, I really want to talk about and got excited about the Infusionsoft Street Team. Of course I did. I'm Mrs. Green, the ultimate shop local, think local, buy locally. But what about the part of it that sometimes with growth comes dilution? Does that make sense? Sometimes companies that grow very quickly, they lose the feeling of what they were. Examples of that not happening to me are like Zappos and Google. Is it a model like that where you're really focused on keeping that authentic, fun, connected? You even use the word love. That's awesome, that corporate culture. How do you do that with such massive growth?
Well, you know, I think all of the people at Infusionsoft who are responsible for hiring, we're kind of the guardians of the culture, and it's our responsibility to make sure that every single person we bring into the organization is a culture fit, meaning they believe in our purpose and they want to go out and champion for small businesses. So I think it really comes down to leadership and to the folks who are responsible for hiring and training employees here at Infusionsoft. And when you're really intentional and clear on this is our purpose, these are our core values, and this is our mission, it tends to attract the right types
right.
of candidates
right.
and repel the wrong types of candidates. And when you're in an environment like Infusionsoft where we're very united on what we're up to, when someone's not on board or they're not a fit, it stands out pretty quickly. And it's not only evident to Infusionsoft, but it's evident to them that this maybe isn't their final stop in their career. And
right.
one of our core values is we believe in people and their dreams. And we're okay with if our employees leave to go start their own entrepreneurial dream, because working at Infusionsoft, you tend to feel inspired by all the small businesses, and there's ideas going off in your head all the time because you get to hear about all these great success stories. So some of our employees leave and they become partners and they serve our customers in that capacity, or some go out and start their own businesses. And what Infusionsoft does that's really cool is every new employee gets lifetime access to an Infusionsoft family of products application. So
awesome.
I have access to Infusionsoft and our other products for the rest of my life. So if I choose to go start my own small business, you know, sometime down the road, I've got access to Infusionsoft. So that's just a great way that they support entrepreneurs and support the type of culture we're trying to build.
It's a stellar example. I mean, that's certainly paying it forward. And when you talked to me earlier, just when we were getting the call set up, I loved what you said about the background noise. You said, I hope the background noise isn't too much because we have an open work environment and some of our team tends to like play music really loud if they get a sale or whatever. And I thought that was wonderful. It's like, how fun, what a great place to work. We hear some music
really
in the background.
You probably will. Our sales team's on fire. But yeah, our office is pretty unique. We built a new headquarters in Chandler, and we had outgrown our old space in Gilbert, and so we moved here January 2013. And if you ever come to our office, we have a 30-yard football field right in the center.
I'm so coming. You have to come.
I encourage you. We do tours for the public, so you should check it out, and we'll give you a bowl of cereal. But we actually cut out the whole middle of the building to ensure that we still had that collaborative feel and that you can still run into people in the hallways or wave from the first floor to the second floor to employees that, you know, in our old office, we were all on the same floor. So you had that benefit of running into each other in the kitchen or in the hallway.
Right,
and now
right.
we've got two kitchens on two separate floors. So we're all really tight and we're a close-knit group. So it's just about getting out of your desk and, you know, going and making sure you say hi to your customer experience and customer service friends that are upstairs.
That opens it up. I mean, it really does, literally, instead of everybody being mm-hmm. behind closed doors, which is a perfect segue, again, to something that I think sounds quite unique in my experience of being Mrs. Green for over 6 years and doing hundreds of interviews. Tell us about the Infusionsoft Street Team. I loved it. I think I played music when I heard about this.
Yeah, it was really fun. On March 20th, about 120 of us got on a big charter bus, and it was a charter bus that we rented from a small business called Driver Provider here in Phoenix. And we all boarded the bus with matching Icon 14 t-shirts, and we went down to a part of downtown Phoenix near the convention center, and we decided to support and shop small for an hour. So we kind of descended on the streets of downtown Phoenix, and we had four or five small businesses that small groups of our employees went into, and we all, you know, ate their pizza and grabbed a cup of coffee and had lunch in those restaurants for an hour. And it was a great way for us to show our support for the local small businesses near the convention center that are going to open their doors and be really hospitable for all of our customers that are coming to Phoenix for ICON later in April. And it was just a way for us to kind of pat the small businesses on the back and thank them for how hard they work every single day.
And do you think it becomes part of like your core values, like you, Laura Collins, and the 500 some people that work there, that when they leave work and they are going out, that they pick a locally owned restaurant in which to eat? That's one of my biggest things. If you don't do anything else, there are so many great locally owned restaurants. Go to one. That's supporting locally owned businesses. Do you think it becomes part of who they are and not just what they do at work? Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. And I actually think it's part of who they are before they even start their job here at Infusionsoft.
Great answer.
In our application process, there are a lot of questions that we ask to make sure that these people have a connection and a passion for small business success. And so we screen that before they even walk in the door on their first day of an employment. And if they don't support small business and they don't care for small business, both in their job and during the hours that they're at the office, as well as the time that they spend out of the office, they're probably not the right fit for Infusionsoft, because we're pretty clear that when you're a member of the Infusionsoft family, it means that you're championing for entrepreneurs and you're really fighting for their success, not just in your 8-to-5 day job, but in your life. And you really have to care for entrepreneurs. And if you were to spend a day just kind of bouncing around, you know, to different cubicles at our office and asking people what their connection was to small business, I think you'd be really surprised at how many have either grown up in a small business or how many people have owned a small business or still own a small business. Everyone's got that close connection to small business.
And if they don't, it wouldn't be a good fit there. I can see that as soon as you said it. It's like if they don't get it, they're probably going to be wanting to work at a very big corporate organization that doesn't do that. I'm very curious as to why you picked downtown. Chandler is huge. There's lots of locally owned restaurants there. You're close to Gilbert. Why did you strategically pick to go downtown for Infusionsoft Street Team?
Yeah, the reason we picked downtown is because our ICON 14 conference, which is our big annual event for small businesses, is taking place April 23rd, 24th, and 25th at the Phoenix Convention Center in downtown. And so we're expecting about 3,000 small businesses from, you know, every corner of the world to descend on Phoenix for those few days that we're having the conference. And we're really excited that the ICON conference is going to bring about $4.3 million of direct spend into the city of Phoenix. And we know that those small businesses downtown are going to be flooded with our conference attendees. So we just wanted to kind of thank them and let them know how much we appreciate just how gracious and hospitable they're going to be to our conference attendees. But I think the street team definitely has some legs, and I do see us actually taking the Infusionsoft Street Team to other markets, not just here in Phoenix, but other markets across the country, and just kind of raising the awareness for how important it is to support your local small businesses. And so I don't think the Street Team's over just yet.
I don't think it is either. I want to be a part of the Street Team.
Yes. I know. Wouldn't that be cool if we extended it to more of the general community to participate? Amex does a great event during Small Business Month, you know, Small Biz Saturday, which is right after Black Friday. And it's an entire day where Amex really brings in local partners and they advocate for small businesses and to shop local. So we love seeing things like that. We love seeing other companies support small business, and we want to do our part.
And when you do the analytics on it, when you do a financial analysis, strong communities have lots of strong small businesses. They are the cornerstone of our economy. So people really need to understand that you're making a very good economic decision for your own community by taking that one extra step. And another area that I think is so important is I was down, I don't know if you're familiar with the university area, but down by the university, there's, you know, university where the kids walk all over the place, and it's like near ASU, and there are so many awesome locally owned shops for gifts. And instead of walking into a big department store where you see everything that's the same and kind of cookie cutter, and it's a lot more fun if you're having that mindset of being your own street team.
Exactly. Yeah, we're really excited this year for, you know, in past years, our ICON conference has been held at a big resort, which was great, but now we've outgrown that, so we're moving to the convention center. And we've actually baked into our event agenda, our events team has done an awesome job of creating these evening networking events that are going to kind of take our conference attendees out of the convention center, out of the hotels, and bring them into the small business community. So we've partnered with local restaurants and local bars, and they're going to be hosting a number of networking events during the ICON week just to get all of our conference attendees experiencing just how amazing the local small business community is here in Phoenix.
Now, I don't know how you did this, okay, but the lineup, you talk about a star-studded lineup, which is how I learned about Infusionsoft, because I worship at this, I'm just saying this tongue-in-cheek, okay? I kind of worship at the everyday shrine of Seth Godin. And I heard from my brother, I heard from Kelly, our show producer, I heard from another friend that reads him every day. Seth Godin is going to be at this conference. How do you get the people that you're getting? Some of the other anchor, J.J. Romberg, angel investors, author, Simon Sinek, right?
Sinek,
mm-hmm. MSNBC. I mean, come on, you guys, Seth Godin. So how do you do that?
I know. We're really excited. Our events team works really hard. But I think probably the biggest draw for Seth and Simon Sinek and J.J. Romberg and Peter Shankman and all of the other speakers we have is the fact that they're talking to a room full of 3,000 entrepreneurs and small business owners. If you've been to ICON before, you can feel the energy when you walk into the room, and it's not people who are on, you know, their company's Amex card and their manager has forced them to go out to a conference and learn. These are the business owners, and they're taking 3 days away from their business, away from their families, and away from their lives to come to ICON, to hear from these speakers, to network with fellow entrepreneurs. And so the energy, everyone's just so engaged and so committed and so focused, and I think speakers like Seth Godin and Simon Sinek, they recognize how passionate entrepreneurs are, and they know they can make a real difference in the lives of entrepreneurs through their talks and education. So I think that the entrepreneurs are the reason why we're able to get such great speakers.
And you are. I mean, it's the A-list. And about a year ago, Seth Godin wrote that because of the volume of the emails he gets, he can't respond personally to them anymore. So that doesn't stop me at all. And I emailed him and I said, a blog came out a couple of weeks ago and I said, "Dear Seth, this is another one that could have said, 'Dear Gina, you always show up when I need you. See you in Phoenix.'" And he said, "I swear, Laura," he said, "be sure to introduce yourself." And I said, "I'll be the geek sitting in the first row in the first seat. I will get there the earliest," because I said, "You are on my bucket list." And I'm not kidding. I think he's just a game changer. He's really unbelievable. So I'm pretty excited about that. Now, in terms of who's your target market? You say small business owners. Is it really going to be better for the small business owner who uses Infusionsoft software, or is it really anybody who wants to grow their sales?
Infusionsoft's not for everybody. There are some simple sales and marketing tools out there. You know, there's some basic email marketing tools, there's some basic CRM tools, and there's some basic e-commerce tools. Infusionsoft's for, you know, successful small businesses that are generating leads, they're growing sales, they're collecting payments, and they need a way to automate all of that so that they can focus on growing the business.
Right.
So it's kind of like getting out of the day-to-day to focus on the bigger things. And so Infusionsoft, we've got customers from every industry and all walks of life, but our target market is definitely small businesses. We have a lot of professional services, and we have professional services both B2B, so accountants, financial planners, business coaches, consultants, sales and marketing experts, and then we also have B2C, so companies that are, you know, helping to trim down your trees or landscape your backyard, kill the mosquitoes. We have really small businesses from everywhere, but we're focused on small businesses with less than 25 employees, and most of them are professional services.
But you can't say on the air, kill mosquitoes. We tell everybody back east we don't have any mosquitoes out here.
I was thinking of a mosquito company from Washington, D.C.
But you know what? There are more and more mosquitoes out here it seems to me, I'm like, last summer I remember saying, what the heck is this, a mosquito bite?
I know.
It can't happen. I know, so it's happening.
At least it's not as bad as the South or the East.
Yeah, I'm so. From New Jersey, and I'm telling you, they used to hear them coming in for landing, so we don't really have it that bad. So basically,
no,
ICON 14 is for the small business owner, not necessarily a Infusion software user already, but someone that really just wants to learn how to grow their business, sales, and as I say, work in their business and on their business. It's both.
I mean, exactly.
So it's really a nice marriage, so people can really understand. And how we're going to run out of time, and sometimes I have so much fun with the interview in this particular case, also true, that I forget some of the important things, like how do people register and are you sold out yet?
We are not sold out yet, and if people are interested in attending the conference, they can go to our website, which is www.attendicon.com, and you can buy tickets right through the website.
Okay, I'm writing that down so that I can tell my team. And then the other thing is, will you, you know, given the position that you have, which is, you know, a high-level position in terms of the vision that you have to see and all that you have to take in, what role will or does social media play at Infusionsoft? I always like to ask that question because will it help with the conference? Will you be having separate hashtags? I'm totally intrigued with the social media spreading of the word. I think it's one of the magic of our times and one of the misused uses of our times and at times.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Social media plays a huge role in Infusionsoft on a daily basis and definitely in ICON as well. We have a social strategy team, and they actually enlist the help of other departments, loan us their resources, people who have a passion for social media, and they kind of live blog from ICON. There's hashtags, you know, pound or hashtag ICON14 is the hashtag for the event.
Okay.
But on a daily basis here at Infusionsoft, there's a social support team. There's a voice of customer who listens to what the conversations are online. There's some focus on how do we take our marketing messages out through social. So social is ingrained in so much of what we do here at Infusionsoft. And the last few years, we've been trending on Twitter almost the entire conference. And so it's really exciting to see our small business customers leveraging social in such a powerful way. We know that a majority of them do use social to generate leads and build great customer relationships, and they are definitely very active during the conference.
I can tell you, you said magic words. I mean, it is on my bucket list also to trend on Twitter. So when I'm up there for the 3 days, I'll be watching what you're tweeting and retweeting it and having my team watch too, because it's pretty exciting to have that happen and to look really minute to minute what people are listening to and what they care about. And with the guests that you have coming, the presenters, you're going to be getting a lot of action, a lot of activity.
Totally. Yeah. And for those people that can't necessarily make it to Phoenix, or if you live here in Phoenix and you're unable to make it to the conference, a lot of it will be streamed online. So if you go to the event website, attendicon.com, you should be able to just provide your email address and get access to the live stream so you can see some of the keynote sessions and some of the breakout sessions. And then, of course, you can always follow it on Twitter with the hashtag ICON14 to see what people are saying about the event.
I think it's amazing. I really do. Now, I want to ask,
we're
almost out of time. I mean, I really am. You can tell if I'm excited or not. And I'm very, very excited. Everyone that I've spoken with at your company makes me more excited to come up there in a couple of weeks.
Oh, good.
And I'm staying at a locally owned hotel that Kimber recommended to me. So the Clarendon, it's just a fun, funky place to stay. And I like that. So I try to do that as well. I want to ask you, Laura Collins, if there's one thing that you love the most about working at Infusionsoft, can you nail it down to one?
Oh, gosh.
Not to put you on the spot.
Yeah, no, that's a great question. You know, for me, I grew up with a single mom, and she spent many years at home with my brother and I, but there came a point where, you know, she had to go out and get a job to make sure that she could support my brother and I and give us all the opportunities in the world, like college and things like that. And so she decided to start her own business, and I saw how hard she worked and how rewarding it could be. So to have the opportunity to work for a company that gets to go out and change the lives of entrepreneurs like my mom, I mean, that's just such a good gift.
What a great answer. I mean, that is a great answer of all the things you could have said. So everybody, thank you for joining me. Thank you for listening to Laura Collins, who is the PR and Analyst Relations Manager at Infusionsoft. Thanks for a great content-rich and fun show, Laura. I appreciate it. I can't wait to meet
you.
Everybody connect with me on Facebook and Twitter. And remember, I'm live every Saturday, Mountain Standard Time, at MrsGreensWorld.com. Thanks, everybody, and make it a great green week.
Thank
Laura,
you,
thank you.